From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. All right, on this Whiskey Quickie, we're taking a look at Still Austin, and this is their cask strength release.
Ooh, we've had their regular
standard. We did, and we really liked it because
I remember that now.
It's a Texas bourbon, and it's only aged 2 years, and we're like, this is actually pretty phenomenal. And they sent us the cask strength, which is a limited release, so can't wait to get into this one. But again, this is a new expression coming from the same mash bill as their flagship one. However, should I say, this is not using their slow water reduction process, which is what they have their regular one for. But this one comes in at a higher proof, of course, at 118, and the label is a little bit different. So they have this musician that's the artist on there, and on the original one, it's a white background, and on this one, it's a black background to signify a much darker whiskey. And again, aged only 2 years, this is only available in Texas, and has an SRP of $65. Only 1,100 cases have gone out, with an additional 1,100 cases that'll go out in September of 2021.
Texas is a nice home state to be in. You got a lot of people there, a lot of whiskey drinkers.
Especially Austin.
Heck yeah.
I know.
Chase my Terry Blacks with this.
Mm. You know. Brisket, brisket, brisket. All right. On the nose here. I kind of want to do these side by side almost, but we don't have, we only got a minute.
Yeah, I get a little slight, like, cotton candy, bubble gum, kind of double bubble, you know, that, like, powdery kind of substance on it.
I'll get a little bit, the malt, whatever kind of, like, malted rye or malted barley goes into it. I mean, you could definitely get that out of it.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting good at these.
I learned from you, my
after 100.
All right. On the taste.
Wow. In the front, you get a lot of, like, chocolate, like cacao, the dark chocolate with the sea salt.
Yeah, just sprinkled on there.
Put one on a s'mores recently. It was epic if you haven't had one. I don't know why I said that. But
S'mores Pursuit coming up next.
But now I get a lot of chocolate, that malty, kind of salty, briny kind of taste going on with this. It's very good.
Briny, I guess I could see that. I mean, there's almost like a, because it is a two-year-old whiskey, you kind of get just a little bit of like a hay or grassy note, but it's not very pronounced.
It reminds me of an oyster brine or something. I don't know. It's like, I don't know why I'm getting that. Not that it's a bad thing. It's that I'm just, yeah.
It's still fantastic for 2 years.
Exactly. Nice job.
Let's go ahead and rate it. It's on the nose. Where you at?
I'm sideways, I think. I mean, it's good, but it still could be improved. I like the other one better, I think.
See, a little bit of water goes a long way.
Yep.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really like it.
And the finish?
Sideways. It's still got, you know, some youth notes in there a little bit. I think when it was proofed down, it's a little bit more balanced, but it's still very good.
Yeah. And of course, congratulations. Great whiskey at a young age. Go support your local home team there in Austin.
Heck yeah.
Cheers, everybody. See you next time.